Whenever we hear stories from the scriptures, such as the story of the ascension today, it might be tempting to say, well, what does that have to do with me? I mean, that might be a great historical story. That might be something very interesting to read. But that happened almost 2,000 years ago. What does that have to do with my life today? And we can do that any kind of event or story or person in the Bible. Anything that's written there, we can say, well, that has nothing to do with me because that's old. That's in another country, another culture, another time. That has nothing to do with me today. And of course, that's not the case. The Bible does have much to say for us today. And the events that did occur back then have an effect on our lives even to this day. This is why today we are celebrating the feast of the ascension of our Lord. We are celebrating this event that occurred to almost 2,000 years ago. But we are celebrating it because it does have much to do with us today, because of course it was the action of God in the world. And the scriptures are the word of God. They are what God has spoken to us. And that when we read them and we proclaim them, these words become alive in our hearts if we are open to what they have to say. Now, we might not understand what we read in the scriptures. We might look at the scriptures and go, I don't understand why God did this or why the people did that or why Jesus said this. And that's understandable because they were written and did happen in a different culture at a different time. But we need to still be open to what they have to say. There might even be something we find in the scriptures that we think is offensive. What we need to do is ask the Holy Spirit to open our minds and our hearts that we might truly understand what the scriptures are saying to us. Today's feast, the Feast of the Ascension, is one of those things that we need to better understand. Why did our Lord ascend up to heaven? You know, we already know he could appear and disappear as he willed. He didn't, you know, he could move about as he wanted. He could have just said, okay, I'm done here on earth, go out and proclaim the gospel, bye, and disappear. But he didn't. He ascended up into heaven. He did this because he left us with a message of hope. He left us with a hope that one day we would follow him. Just as he ascended into heaven, one day we would follow him into heaven. That we too would be going through those gates of heaven that he opened for us. Heaven, of course, had been closed to humanity because of sin. Our Lord ascending into heaven reopened it so that we too, when our time here on earth is over, if we have followed his commandments as he calls, teaching to observe all that he has given us, we too will follow him through those gates of heaven. But this message of hope that Jesus gives us is not just a message of hope for the future, that, oh, I hope one day I'll make it into heaven. It's a message of hope for now. It's a message of hope that our Lord will guide and encourage us, as he promises to do, throughout our life to get us to heaven, to give us the guidance and the support and the encouragement that we need to go to heaven. As our Lord says, I am with you always until the end of the age. He ascended into heaven, but he remains with us. He is here with us now, here with us throughout our lives, leading and guiding us to him, using the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to guide us closer to him in this life and then to guide him into eternal life in the next. And he gives us the strength that we need by leading and guiding us to overcome life's difficulties. You know, we know how difficult life can be, how difficult things can be in dealing with other people, in dealing with our health, in dealing with, you know, despair, with just the world in general. It can be very difficult. But through the Holy Spirit, the Lord gives us the grace that we need to overcome those difficulties. Finally, he gives us the hope that one day he will return. As it says in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the angel tells the disciples, this Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way you have seen him going into heaven. Jesus promised us that at the end times, when whatever time the Father has picked, he will return and he will restore creation as it was meant to be. You see, it was never intended that we would suffer from sin. It was never intended that we would have the pain and the sorrow and the anguish that comes from life. Instead, that we were intended to have the peace and the joy that God has promised us. We were meant to share in God's love throughout all of humanity. But because of sin, we have fallen away from that. Our Lord Jesus has promised that he would restore that to creation, that we would once again, for all eternity, spend in his joy and his peace and his love. Now, this hope I'm talking about that Jesus gave us is not wishful thinking. Gee, you know, it's kind of like saying, gee, I hope the weather's nice tomorrow for Memorial Day. It's not that. It's a trust. It's a trust in our Lord. It's a trust in God. It's a trust that he who is trustworthy will fulfill his promises. That he will return one day. That he does guide and encourage us now. That we will have eternal life waiting for us. It's a trust in God. You know, this message of hope that our Lord gave us, this message of trusting him, is a message that is so sorely needed in our world today. You know, Jesus called his disciples to go out and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This call was not just for the disciples that were there at that time. This is a call for each and every one of us. And it's important we do this, because we live in a world that is dark. We live in a world that is darkened by sin, that is darkened by sorrow, by suffering, by pain, by anguish. We all know people who need this message of hope. This message that there is something greater than what we see in our world today. And guess what? We are the messengers. We are the ones who are called to go out and proclaim this message of hope, to bring them to Jesus, that he might give them that hope, that peace that they desire. Because there are so many who are looking anywhere and everywhere they can to find this peace, to find this hope. We have that message. Our job, like the disciples, is to go out and proclaim it. To proclaim that message of hope. Because we as Christians are a people of hope. We have this hope. We have this trust in our Lord. And we have this promise that there is something greater than this life. May we live in that hope. May we live in that hope for the one who is truly trustworthy, who truly worth hoping in, our Lord Jesus Christ.